Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Deanna. Thank you for praying along with me and my prayer partner, Therese, today. Our first request comes from a family in crisis. It is a lengthy and heartbreaking story, so I will give you a brief explanation of the crisis they are facing. Jessica and her husband have 6 children. The youngest son is 17 and was adopted at age 3. Due to his early childhood trauma and neglect, he has several mental illnesses and is highly prone to violence. He has been in and out of mental health homes over the past 2 years, but the final one expelled him because he is out of control and violent. Jessica had no choice but to accept him back into her home and has sent her youngest daughter to live with close relatives nearby. Her older children are out of the home but are deeply concerned for their family's safety. They are out of money and out of options. Jessica and her husband are lifelong Christians and strong in their faith and need Christ to guide them. Heavenly Father, we bring Jessica, Shane, and their family before you, asking for your powerful grace, protection, and guidance in this difficult time. We ask for your wisdom as they make decisions for the safety and well-being of all their children. Lord, through the intercession of Saint Joseph, the steadfast protector of the Holy Family, may Jessica and Shane find strength, patience, and peace in the face of their son's profound needs. We call upon Saint Dimna, patron saint of those with mental and emotional afflictions, to intercede for their son. May her prayers draw your grace into his heart, granting him a spirit of peace and healing from the pain he carries. Father, cover this family with your holy protection. Surround their home with your angels, shielding them from harm and restoring harmony within their walls. Guide Jessica and Shane as they discern the best steps for their son's care and their family's safety. As they struggle with resources, Lord, open doors for them to receive the support and help they need. We trust, as in Romans 8:28, that you work all things for good for those who love you. Strengthen this family, surround them with compassionate support, and let your peace rest upon their hearts. We pray this in the powerful name of Jesus, through the intercession of Mary, our Blessed Mother, who understands the trials of parenthood. Amen.
From Lisa, asking for prayers for a young lady that has been fighting for her life at Tampa General Hospital. Her husband has been by her side every step of the way. Her little 2.5-year-old daughter is anxious for mommy to come home, and that's what we need prayers for. That she makes it, so she can come home to see her daughter grow up. Her name is Jeannie. Thank you. Loving Father, we come to you on behalf of Jeannie, who is fighting for her life at Tampa General Hospital. We ask that you surround her with your healing power, bringing strength and restoration to her body. Please grant her the resilience to overcome each challenge she faces so she can return home to her precious family. We pray for her husband, who remains faithfully by her side, that he may find strength and peace in your presence. Hold their little daughter close, comforting her and filling her with hope and patience as she waits for her mother's return. Lord, bless this family with the joy of being together again, and guide Jeannie back to health so she may see her child grow. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
From Pat, asking for prayers for our dear friends from New York State. We have known them for a very long time. She was diagnosed with lupus a few years back and has a lot of joint pain. Her husband was just diagnosed with colon cancer. On Friday, all the tests that he has had will be reviewed. We are praying and praying for him that the cure will be easy and the end result cancer-free. Prayers are answered when women pray. Thank you. Dear Lord, we lift up Pat's cherished friends from New York to you. We pray for Pat's friend who has been struggling with lupus, that you would grant her relief from joint pain and strengthen her body and spirit. Surround her with comfort and ease her pain as she navigates each day. We ask especially for healing for her husband, who is now facing colon cancer. As they await the results on Friday, give them peace, courage, and hope. Guide the doctors with your wisdom, Lord, and may the path to healing be straightforward, effective, and ultimately bring him to full recovery. We pray with trust that you hold their health and future in your loving hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
From Margaret, please pray for Cindy to find a job. Heavenly Father, we lift up Cindy in prayer, asking for your guidance and provision as she seeks a job. Lead her to the right opportunities that match her skills, needs, and passions. Grant her patience, resilience, and hope during this time. And may she feel your presence and encouragement with each step she takes. We ask that doors open for her in ways that bring both fulfillment and security. In Jesus' name, amen.
This request is from Steve. Pray for me. I'm battling with depression and living in agony. Loving Father, we lift up Steve to you as he faces this heavy struggle with depression. We ask that you draw near to him, bringing comfort and peace to his heart. Remind him, Lord, that you are his refuge and strength, his ever-present help in times of trouble. When he feels overwhelmed, may he feel your presence surrounding him, providing him with hope and courage. Lord, as you promise in Isaiah 41:10, help Steve not to fear or feel alone, for you are with him. Strengthen him, uphold him with your righteous hand, and fill his heart with peace beyond understanding. Let Steve feel your deep, unchanging love and give him the resilience to press forward, knowing he is never beyond your care. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
From Missy, needing prayers for our dear friends, their babies fighting in the PICU with RSV and bacterial pneumonia. Please pray for little Dawson's healing. He's been in the PICU over a week now. Heavenly Father, we lift up little Dawson to you as he fights in the PICU against RSV and bacterial pneumonia. We ask for your healing hand to be upon him, bringing strength and restoration to his tiny body. Breathe life into his lungs. Clear away every infection and grant his body the resilience to overcome this illness. Lord, please bring comfort to Dawson's family during this difficult time, reassuring them with your presence and giving them strength and peace. Guide the doctors and nurses caring for Dawson, giving them wisdom and skill. We trust in your love and mercy, Lord, and we pray for Dawson's full recovery, so he may return home soon, healthy and strong. In Jesus' name, amen.
From Gabrielle, I've been feeling a bit depressed. I'm not sure why. I've been crying a lot, and I can't seem to snap myself out of it. Please pray for me. Heavenly Father, we lift up Gabrielle to you in her time of sadness. Even though she may not understand the cause, you know her heart fully. Wrap her in your loving presence, bringing comfort, peace, and strength as she navigates these emotions. As your word promises, may she feel the truth of Psalm 34:18, that you are near to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Lord, fill Gabrielle with your light and peace, restoring joy to her heart and hope to her spirit. Give her the courage to reach out to others and seek the support she needs. Remind her that she is loved deeply by you and that you are with her through every tear. In Jesus' name, amen.
From Stephanie, please pray for my grandma, Terry. Grams has had several health concerns that have been causing her problems off and on for a long time. But lately, the main issues have been her extremely limited mobility and weakness in her legs, as well as the fact that her cognitive function is worsening, which can also cause her to not want to eat. At this point, with her being 95, we don't know what will happen and when. Please pray for her to find some mental peace and calmness for our family as we help her through this, and for her care team to help us make good decisions for her. She was named for Saint Therese, the little flower, so we have also been praying for her intercession. Heavenly Father, we lift up Stephanie's grandma Terry to you in prayer. We ask for your comfort and strength to surround her as she faces these health struggles. Grant her a sense of peace and calmness in mind and spirit, easing any anxieties and confusion she may feel. Strengthen her body, especially her legs, and provide her with enough clarity to receive the nourishment and care she needs. We pray for Stephanie and her family as they support her. Grant them wisdom, patience, and endurance. Guide her care team with insight and compassion so that every decision made is filled with respect and love for Terry's well-being. Through the intercession of Saint Therese, may your gentle presence be with Terry, wrapping her in love and filling her with hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, We thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.